Students from across New Hampshire walked out of their schools, and some gathered at the State House to call for stricter gun control. But as NHPR's Jason Moon reports, at a Catholic high school in Manchester, students took part in the national movement in their own way.
Just before 9 a.m. this morning, on the front lawn of Trinity High School, a few students are setting up folding chairs in a circle near the flagpole. Senior Emily Gagne makes her way around the circle, taping a sheet of paper onto the back of each chair.
On the outside ring, we have the names of the students from Parkland, and on the inside, we have the names of the students and faculty from Columbine.
Gagne and a few of her classmates organized this event on their own.
This is not political. This is a memorial service. So we're really just doing this to remember the kids. We're not screaming banned guns. We're just asking that our officials do what needs to be done.
Matthew Demonchuk walks around the circle, taping the last few names of victims onto the metal folding chairs.
We hope that our students, those who take place in this, are just better educated, know more about gun violence, and can change the way they do things in their daily life to maybe reflect what they learned from today and hopefully make a change in their community.
Nearby, Trinity High School principal Dan Belargin watches the students as they finish setting up. He says they approached him in the days after the Parkland, Florida school shooting, wanting to be involved, to help somehow in the response.
They really want to, you know, not make a statement, but kind of stand in solidarity and do what we can at a Catholic school, which is pray for those who have passed away.
And pray is what they did. At 9 o'clock, several dozen more students and faculty joined in a circle around the empty chairs. Student Matthew Demonchuk led the prayer.
May you guide all those to do what is necessary so that we will never again have to ask how many more. Amen.
There was a moment of silence, then a reading of the names of victims of both the Columbine and Parkland school shootings. The ceremony ended with a student playing a recording of a song written by two of the Parkland students.
Thank you. Please return to homeroom.
And with that, the students shuffled back inside. For NHPR News, I'm Jason Moon.